8 Basler Platz. Westhaven. Before we cross the Main, you will see the former Westhaven on the right. This is now being transformed by the construction of attractive modern residential complexes. The Westhaven is a former inland port, which is separated from the Main by a breakwater that is 560 meters long and 75 meters wide. Westhaven Tower has stood at the entrance to Westhaven since 2003. With a height of 109 meters, it is one of the smaller skyscrapers in the city. The Westhaven Tower is locally referred to as Geripptes, or the largest cider glass in the world due to its diamond-shaped windows. These diamonds strongly resemble the typical cider glass, the Gerippte. Because the foundation of the building is round and the floors are square, there are 18 winter gardens between the inner and round outer facade. Friedensbrücke. Our trip across the Main will take you over the Friedensbrücke, or Peace Bridge. It was built from 1950 to 1951, is 300 meters long, and is supported by four columns. This was the only main bridge in Frankfurt that was not completely destroyed in 1945. On the 26th of March 1945, the U.S. Army was able to enter the city over this bridge. The bronze figure, Der Hafenarbeiter by Meunier from the year 1893, is located on the south side as a reminder of Frankfurt's Westhaven. The port worker wears a hood to protect against the coal dust. The Städel and the Museumsufer. Across the Main, we pass the museum shore on the south side of the Main. On the left side, you can see the Städelisches Kunstinstitut and Städtische Galerie, located directly near the next Main bridge, the Holbeinsteg. The Städel building was built in 1874 until 78 in historicist style and is now fully accessible again after its renovation beginning in 2000. It is one of the most beautiful and richest painting galleries in Europe. Museumsufer. The Frankfurt Museumsufer is one of the most important museum sites in Germany and Europe. At the moment, there are 13 exhibition buildings here on Schaumainkai. In 1977, the idea of bringing various museums together was put forth by the head of Frankfurt's cultural affairs at the time, Hilmar Hoffmann. Between 1980 and 1990, existing facilities were expanded and new buildings constructed. Here are some of the museums you can find here. The Frankfurt Icon Museum. The Museum of Applied Arts, formerly Crafts Museum, in the garden of Villa Metzler. The Museum of World Cultures, formerly Museum of Ethnology. The German Film Museum. The German Architecture Museum. The Communication Museum, formerly Bundespostmuseum. The Liebighaus Sculpture Museum. The Museum Giersch, Museum for Art from the Region. On the northern side of the Main, you can find the Historical Museum and the Jewish Museum. We recommend that fans of public transportation visit the transportation museums of the VGF in the district of Schwanheim. Take a trip through the history of public transportation in Frankfurt am Main.